peace, love, and light, everybody. Minds Like Minds podcast. I'm your host, RL Melpika, and we're going to get into it today. I'm going to continue on this natural philosophy on health and diet journey that we're all on, and keep things moving. First and foremost, make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube if you're watching there, and if you're listening on, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever the case may be, make sure you leave us a review. Leave a review that just allows us to expand this and to get out to more people. But I want to say I do appreciate all the love we've been getting this season, specifically on YouTube. And of course, you can get all of the Minds Like Minds content, video content on Akasha Flix. So make sure you check that out too. But today we're going to talk about the concept and the ideology behind a raw diet causing digestive issues. I think there is a misnomer out there. I think a lot of people don't understand how it all breaks down and how it all works. So we're going to dive into it. I think I'm a great example of this because, like, my entire life, I've had digestive issues. My entire life. And of course I was conditioned, indoctrinated, and all those things to be told from the allopathic route how my digestive issues stemmed from hereditary issues, from a diagnosis of irritable bowel syndrome, lactose intolerance, things like that, right? And we talked about last week how all of these sicknesses, all of these diseases, all of these diagnoses stem from the same things. And today we're going to get into that a little bit too. But for somebody like myself who's dealt with these issues, I feel like I could speak really well on it. For someone who is majority raw now, I can tell the vast difference in how my body reacts to the food that I eat versus what I used to eat. And when you start doing that and you start, like, actually applying these things to yourself, then it makes you want to dig deeper into, okay, well, what's really going on? You know, is irritable bowel syndrome really a thing? You know what I'm saying? And when you break it all down, you know, it's actually pretty simple. You know, when you eat the species appropriate diet, species being the human species, you'll notice a lot of those issues that you had start to go away. And it's not a coincidence at all. For me, my goodness, man, like my mom has stomach issues. She's always had stomach issues. So when I started having stomach issues, the easiest thing to lean on was, oh, okay, well, I got it from her. And her mom had stomach issues. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, that makes it simple. Okay. You have this predisposition of stomach issues. You know, you don't have an iron stomach. You have to watch what you eat, basically. And when you grow up like myself, like I grew up on a lot of fried foods, a lot of grains, things of that nature. Like I'm just thinking of it as a kid, you know, it was either fried chicken and rice, which is what starch, you know, with a protein. A meat protein at that, a lot of, you know, a lot of pastas. I loved cereal. Like I'd eat cereal nonstop. I love soda. Can you imagine all the acid in that? You know what I'm saying? And I had stomach issues. There'd be times, I mean, where I'd have rough bowel movements, a lot of rough bowel movements, frequent bowel movements. And it became a conscious thing to me, like a real conscious thing. And not only, it became an insecurity of myself. Because I didn't understand what was going on. I just thought I was kind of cursed with this weak stomach. In fact, like people in my family would even say I had a weak stomach, or, you know, make little jokes about, you know, oh, you can't have this, you know, with your weak stomach. And you know, anytime something would happen in a public setting, they'd let people know I had a weak stomach, or even from an alcohol standpoint, you know what I mean? You know, if I, you know, got drunk or something like that, they would blame it on my weak stomach. So I had to grow up with all that. And, you know, it's one thing to deal with something that you know you caused. And it's another thing to deal with something that you think was just kind of put on you from birth. That's a whole different dynamic. And look, I mean, there's a lot of people out there, you know, a high percentage of people out there who have been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, a lot. Or what's the other one? Like Crohn's disease. And like I said, once I started going down this path and truly understanding why these things were happening, I realized real quick that this wasn't something that was a burden on me, that was put on me, placed on me from birth. This is something that I created. Now, look, predispositions do exist, meaning like I was in my mother's womb, right? And she was my life force. Therefore, if she was eating shit, if she was eating bad, then that's going to transfer from me because she is my life force. She is my food source. So being born with those type of dispositions is a real thing. But you don't have to like submit to that. You can reverse that. See, we're told we can't. We're told, look, you're destined. You know, this hereditary thing, these genes, it's destiny. And there's really nothing you can do about it. But that is straight indoctrination at its finest. Like you can do something about that. But getting into the raw food and can it cause digestive issues? It's a twofold type of answer. It's kind of a paradox in a way, because what happens is like you have built this almost like a defense in a way. You know, your body has gotten used to eating bad food. It's grown used to eating meat and eating acid foods and eating cooked food in general. It has basically succumbed to the fact that this is what you're going to do. So it is not necessarily built a force field around it, but more like a tolerance. Like it can tolerate it, right? It's built up. Definitely nothing immune, but you know, it's built up this tolerance to eating bad foods, to just overall acid forming foods and toxicity and things of that nature. It's built up this tolerance for it. So when you automatically switch to like a raw food diet and you do it in a way that it's not gradual, it's something that's drastic, you can have some stomach issues, because what's going to happen is like your body is going to start. First of all, it's going to have enough energy. It's going to have enough vital energy now because you're eating better stuff that it's going to start getting rid of the bad shit that's been there for years. That's the first thing you're going to notice. So it's going to feel like, man, I started eating fruits and my stomach starts hurting, or I'm having crazy bowel movements or things of that nature, or I'm extremely constipated. Like all these different things can happen because number one, we all are at different points in our life when it comes to diet and health. But most importantly, it's your body starting to actively work to get you back to optimal health, because now it has the vital energy to do it. It's so used to basically being in ultimate defense mode because we're constantly gorging ourselves of all these bad foods that it never has enough energy to really do what it's supposed to be doing. It's constantly breaking down foods it shouldn't be having to break down and getting rid of waste it shouldn't have to be getting rid of, and having stagnation in the lymphatic system to where, you know, you have cellular debris just building up in the lymphatic system. Like, when you're constantly eating for, and we're talking decades here, like for me, it's, you know, almost four decades of bad food, of bad eating, bad habits. So what happens is, like, you start going through those mini healing crises. Is that a word? I don't know. We're just going to say, you know, detoxing. There we go. You go through detoxing. And that's going to have effects on your body, especially in the short term. And that's where I think most people, struggle. Because what happens is they start to deal with some of those detoxing symptoms, dealing with the healing crisis, and it doesn't feel good. And we've been taught and indoctrinated that sickness is bad, that getting sick is a testament to your immune system, or getting sick is a sign that initially you're doing something wrong. But I'm here to tell you that's all false. Like getting sick is a good thing. Like the fact that your body is able to do those things tells you you're alive, that your body is still working. It's still doing what it's supposed to be doing. And that's a good thing. So ultimately, does going on a raw food diet give you digestive issues? Honestly, it doesn't. Now, it's going to give you some short-term detoxing effects, for sure. But as far as issues go, no, nothing, not in the long term, no. Now, there are aspects of the raw food diet that we have to keep in mind, too. One of them is food combining. And I'll get into that in a second, but like I really want to focus in and hone in on this point. That when you're making a drastic change and you're trying to overcome something that you have done for decades, in most cases, decades, like you got your body to this point through decades of bad eating. And we're in this microwave society to think that, okay, well, I can go on this detox for a week, or I can change my diet for a week or 30 days or something like that. And, or even, you know, a few months and think that, okay, I'm back to normal. No, it's not how it works. It's not how it works at all. Like, look how much energy and time you put into, you know, breaking your body down. It's going to take a long time to build it back up. That's why this isn't a diet. That's why this isn't a fad. This is a lifestyle. This is life altering shit. But it's beautiful. You know, most people feel that those initial detoxing symptoms and they get scared. And then they start, falling back on their indoctrinated ways, their conditioned ways of thinking, I must not be getting certain nutrients. I must be missing out on something. And that's why I'm feeling this way. I've always implored and I've always pushed out there that if you are going to make a change, that you do it gradually, because you'll start to feel the good effects in more of a gradual manner versus, you know, going all in at first and then getting the drastic effects and, you know, having to deal with that fear. Because, look, I get it. I completely get it. You know, when you're talking about your health and your life, you know, you question yourself a lot. I've gone through it. You know, you question yourself a lot. I'm going to do plenty of episodes on shit that I've had to make conscious decisions about that I wasn't 100% sure, and that I might not even now be 100% sure. I'm confident. I'm authentic in what I preach and what I follow. But that doesn't mean that I'm not open-minded enough to realize that, yeah, there's a possibility some of this could be wrong. You know, I follow the lead of a lot of different people, you know, who push the terrain model philosophy, but they're not all in alignment with each other. They have differences, and I pick and choose based on my own experiences. And then take what I've taken from them and then add my own spin on it, add my own philosophical aspects to it. And that's how I move forward. And that's what you have to do. Take the information, take all the information you can get, and make a conscious decision. What's going to be the best for me? What's, you know, versus what's going to hurt me? And I say that to say that I understand how it's tough. It's not easy to make these changes, especially when we're talking about food and diet and health, because this conditioning for decades upon decades and generations upon generations, you know, whether it be societal or cultural, that's tough. That's tough shit. And I applaud everyone out there that's on this path and this journey, because it truly is a beautiful thing when you start to see the differences that it makes in you and your family's life. That's what I'm witnessing, and it's amazing, you know, to have my 5-year-old, about to be 6-year-old daughter, you know, understand what real food is, knowing that she is a majority fruitarian, and seeing her thrive, and seeing where she's going to take it and build on this legacy. It's a beautiful thing. That's called breaking generational curses. But back to the digestive thing. I digress sometimes. I apologize. Here's my experience with the digestion thing. Because like I said, I went through hell my entire life from a digestive standpoint. When I gave up meat, my whole digestive system changed. Specifically red meat. Because when I would eat red meat, like, it was a no-brainer that I was going to have a destructive bowel movement at some point. And doctors tell you that, oh, you got a problem with your stomach. No, I don't have a problem with my stomach. I have a problem with what I'm putting in my stomach. Now, there's people out there that can eat red meat all day. No problem. It doesn't mean that it's meant for them. That just means that they've built up a tolerance. Their gut, the acid in their gut, the gut bacteria, all those things going on in the gut have built up a tolerance for that food. And that's not a good thing. I want to point out that's not a good thing. It's, you know, look at it similar to alcohol. There's people out there that could drink a keg, you know, that could drink all fucking night and be fine. There's also people that could take, you know, have 3 beers and, you know, they're puking the next day. One has built a tolerance, the other has not. And it's not a good thing because you're poisoning the body. It's no different with me. You're poisoning your body. So that's where the indoctrination truly comes in, because people who have these tolerances, or these intolerances, I should say, what they're, you know, kind of what the allopathic community puts out there, they think something's wrong with them. So they have to fix it. Oh man, I can't eat a lot of red meat. Oh, I can't eat dairy. There's something wrong. Oh, I have irritable bowel syndrome. I need to fix that. I need to take these pills. I need to, you know, have a colonoscopy. I need to do whatever, just so I can eat like everybody else. See the mindset shift there? See how they mind fuck you? If you have irritable bowel syndrome, I will put money down right here that says if you go on a raw diet for a week and start implementing the right stuff, food combining and whatnot, you know, eating quality fruits and leafy greens, you will not experience irritable bowel syndrome. Now, here's what happens, though. Right? You may deal with some possibly some stomach issues, but they will not be what you've dealt with in years past, is what I'm saying. Because you're going to have, you're like, your stomach's going to start rebuilding itself. And then you have a whole plethora of shit going on from your gastrointestinal tract, you know, to your kidneys, to everything going on from all the shit that we've all been eating for the past however many decades. But you notice when you make those changes, those incremental changes, you notice you feel better from a digestive standpoint and a stomach standpoint, because your body is built to digest that. It's not built to digest meat. It's not built to digest grains. It's not built to digest fish. It's not built to digest processed foods. And what happens is, like, you like start to internally thrive when you start eating raw food, the stuff you're supposed to eat. And then what happens is, like, your body gets used to that. It's like, oh my God, I got all this energy now. You know, your body has all this vital energy now that it can actually start doing the things it's supposed to do, like repairing. Remember, your body's a self-healing system. So when you lift the burden of all the shit you've been putting in there, okay, now it could start repairing issues with the organs, number one. It can start getting the lymphatic system moving and getting rid of that stagnation and that clogging that we've just been pounding all this fat and protein into our bodies for years and years and years, to the point where our lymphatic system can't even get rid of our cellular debris. And then you start to clean out the gastrointestinal tract with all the mucus buildup, the plaque that's built up over decades of acid-forming foods and all the grains, because that's what grains do. Like when you eat grains, it basically turns into, like, think of paper mache. Like, remember you'd wet it and it'd become all sticky and whatever. That's what's going on. So when you start eating the raw foods, lift that burden off your body, and now you've got the vital energy within you to spend on repairing. That's why they call it, that's why people identify fruits with detoxing. Now, in essence, is it a detox? Yeah. But, like, people have been conditioned to think that detox is like something you do once a year. No, your body is always detoxing. Always. And that's good. You want it to detox. That's how a system works. It continuously works. It continuously goes on and on and on. Doesn't do it for a little bit, then stop for 9 months of the year, you know, 10 to 11 months of the year. No, it's supposed to be a continuously moving system. Like an assembly line almost. But we've just been destroying our body so much with so much bad food that it's not able to do that. So what happens is people will, and when I say people, I'm talking even a small percentage of these people, will eat bad, think, and some of them think they're eating good, but they'll eat bad. And then they'll do a detox for 7 days. Some detox they found, you know, off the counter at, you know, fucking Walgreens or something. And, you know, they'll piss out of their ass basically and go through that whole thing, do a little colon cleanse, and then think they're good to go. When, like, that amount of time from the amount of time you've got yourself to that point to the week that you put in a cleanse, like, we're talking minimal gains here. Because we've been indoctrinated to think that detoxing is something you do once a year. No, like I said, detoxing is something you do every day. It's how your body works. You have your digestion, where you eat and your body digests, your assimilation, where your body's going to take the vital nutrients from the food and apply them where need be. And then you have elimination. That is the process of the body. When you eat the wrong shit, digestion takes way longer than it should. Assimilation doesn't really happen because the body is so, like, malabsorbent because of the crap that you're eating. And then elimination is give or take. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's, you know, a massive bowel movement. Sometimes it's not much at all. There's not much consistency there. It's just not a working system. It's a broken system. But when you go raw and you start eating the right stuff, and you're eating basically a fruitarian, your human species diet, a majority of the time. Now, if you can go 100%, that is amazing. And there's some people out there that do, and man, props. You know, I'm about 80-85%, give or take. But when your majority, you will notice that like your body, it responds to you. It, instead of like us looking for pleasures in other ways, like eating sugars and you know, watching TV and all these other stuff, like you actually feel good. You feel at peace. You don't feel full all the time. You don't feel groggy and tired and dragging. Your face doesn't look, you know, rough and looks like you went six rounds, you know what I'm saying, with with Dimitri Bivol or something. You know, like you start to see the changes that your body makes, just like a plant. Just like a plant, when you take care of a plant, you see how it's spruced up and it's beautiful, and the leaves are colorful and vibrant, and it's thriving. But when it's not getting its proper diet and what it's supposed to get in proper sunlight, you see it wilt. You see it turn stale colors. Same thing happens to your body. Here's the kicker for me, and this was eye-opening for me, that when I started eating really good and my digestive issues went away, and I noticed, it was very clear, I could tell every time I ate something I was supposed to eat, how I felt, very easy to tell, versus anytime I didn't eat something I was supposed to eat. And before I got on this journey and this path, like, it was hard to tell. It was hard to tell what food actually made me, you know, have a really bad bowel movement or something like that, because I was constantly eating bad food, constantly eating cooked food. Very hard to tell, you know? And from a lactose perspective, like, it was weird. Like, sometimes if I ate dairy, it would mess me up, but sometimes it didn't. I couldn't really pinpoint it. But once again, that's thinking with the conditioned mind of thinking that, you know, that my stomach is the problem, not dairy in itself. And really, it just came down to a tolerance level. Like, we only have so much tolerance we can take before our body says, no, get the fuck out of here. No, we got to get rid of this immediately. But it was hard for me to tell, you know, what made me feel like shit versus what didn't, because I ate so much bad shit. And that's the standard American diet. We eat so much bad food, from the grains and the starches and the cooked foods and the meats and the processed foods and the artificial sugars and artificial flavors and all this bullshit, that all the complex chemistry, like, it's hard for us to decipher not only what's making us feel bad, but like, it's hard for us to even decipher like anything about our diet, because we've become so numb to it. Our bodies become numb to it because it's so used to it. It's like, you know, fuck it. I'm gonna give up on this. I'm just gonna lay back, let this dude or this woman eat themselves until something really breaks down inside the body. That's kind of what happens. But when I made those changes, and I could literally tell every day, it's like my body was speaking to me, because it does speak to you. Like, this is all energetic, guys. It's energetic. It's spiritual. Your body is your temple. It speaks to you. And it spoke to me, because I would eat amazing, and then I would go podcast with Chef Definition. You know, we go do our podcast and we go eat. And we wouldn't eat. I would stray off my diet, and I'd go eat pizza, or I'd even go. There was this place. I can't remember the name of it, but it had conscious food, but it was cooked. Or we'd go somewhere else. You know, we wouldn't go over there and eat fruit. I'll tell you that much. It was always something that was outside of the fruitarian diet. And I would feel it immediately. It's like my body was saying, no, 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 what the fuck are you doing? You were doing so good. Like, what are you doing? We were feeling good. We were having a great time. We were symbiotic. We were in alignment. And then you fuck around and do that. It's like my body was telling me, it's pulling up a stop sign. Like, no, no, no. The body is cleaning itself. It's getting clean. It's getting pure. It's getting back to homeostasis. Why are you adding this bullshit? Get the fuck out. And it would push that shit out. And I would have just really bad bowel movements. Or I'd feel like shit. I have a really bad headache. Or I'd feel weak immediately. But I was never able to decipher those things before because of the abundance of shit I would eat. But it's just amazing to me how, like, when you start eating well, you start eating the species appropriate diet, like how you can communicate with your body. Like, you know what you're supposed to eat. Your body tells you. Your body can't tell you if it's constantly bombarded with bad food. And look, everyone's going to have a different tolerance. Everyone. No one has the same tolerance because nobody has the same dispositions. Nobody has eaten the same exact diet their entire life. Right? And they sell it to you like it's like you have food sensitivities. Like it's your fault. Once again, it's not your fault. There are people, like I'm in a lot of groups when it comes to raw food and terrain model and whatnot. And there are people that struggle, that go years trying to get back to feeling good because of how bad they ate. And, you know, I'm very empathetic to them because I can only imagine how tough it is. I mean, a lot of people would give up, you know, like, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to go eat what I was eating. At least I felt good. At the moment, at least it didn't bother me at the moment. I wasn't dealing with healing crisis and all this other shit. So I applaud you out there, everyone out there who's on this journey, because like we're making up, we're cleaning up a lot of junk that has been put on us for, you know, put on us in our lifetime, but also before our lifetime. And we have to deal with it on TV. We have to deal with it within our communities, within our social circles, within our families. We have to deal with all that, but we stay on that journey because we know what's best for us and we know what's best for our family. That's my motivation. But here's the thing. I'm open-minded enough to know that, you know, there's some things I might be wrong about. That's what being a philosopher is about. Like I have my philosophies. I practice my philosophies and I share them to the world because there are people out there looking for guidance as opposed to, following the latest fads and listening to mainstream media as if they really give a fuck. I give a fuck. I care about humanity. I care about the collective consciousness of the world. I care about the collective health of the world. So does a raw food diet cause digestive issues? No, it does not. Can it spark some detoxing symptoms, some pain? Oh yeah, it can, for sure. It's like shadow work. Anyone who's spiritual, shadow work, it's not easy. It can be painful because you are looking your flaws, your insecurities right in the face. And that's what you're doing metaphorically with the diet. You're looking at years and years and years of eating shitty food, of putting shitty fuel into your body. And now you are trying to make up for that. You know, you're looking your bad habits in the face. Those snacks, those Twinkies, those fucking candy bars, that soda, that meat and potatoes, that all that cooked food that you eat, that every time you smell it, it just draws you to it. Look, I deal with it. But that's the shadow work. That's what you're dealing with. Look, some of this stuff can be so simple, right? And I talk about this in the last podcast about Crohn's disease, right? And the reason I went down, you know, that rabbit hole is because I've had, like I said, I had stomach issues my whole life. Didn't know why, you know? So I'm always interested in how doctors come up with the diagnosis. You know, is it a blood test? Is it a urine test? What is it? What is it that makes them say at the end of the day, okay, you have Crohn's disease. Okay, you have irritable bowel syndrome. So I start going down that path and I do the usual WebMD, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, all those different, you know, things online just to kind of see, okay, well, what leads a doctor or a physician to give that diagnosis? And when you go down that path, and I implore all you to do this anytime you get a diagnosis or any diagnosis you've ever had, let me challenge you, look it up. Look at the path that a doctor goes through to give you that diagnosis. And for Crohn's disease, they listen to the symptoms that you had. They might do a colonoscopy. They might do a blood test. And at the end of the day, after it's all said and done, do you know what Crohn's disease is? Inflammation. Do you know what irritable bowel syndrome is? Another form of either inflammation or constipation. Both inflammation and constipation are caused by what? By what you eat. And if you look at it, when they talk about treatments, it's always treating the inflammation, never figuring out, because they'll tell you straight up, they don't know what causes it. They even consider Crohn's disease, they consider these things autoimmune diseases. Basically, the body attacking itself with is absolute bullshit. Absolute bullshit. The body will never attack itself. The body has one goal. To keep the species going, to keep you alive. To get back to optimal health. Does it always get there? No. But that's what it's going to continue to try doing. That's why you have a system. That's the system that's in place by the creator or the energy source or God, goddesses, whatever you want to call it. That's how not just humans, that's animals in general. That's how we're built. But you go down that path and you see, okay, so I have stomach issues. Right. And I don't know what it is. This is the indoctrinated individual, the average indoctrinated individual. I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to tell him what's going on. OK, he's going to initially say, OK, it sounds like, you know, either irritable bowel syndrome or possibly Crohn's disease. Right. He's not going to suggest to get I shouldn't say everybody, but most doctors are not going to suggest to, you know, reduce the amount of cooked food and start eating more raw food. Some might, but most of them aren't. Most of them are going to say it's hereditary. And then if it continues, then they're going to do something like a colonoscopy, or there's a couple other methods that they use, but or maybe a blood test or a stool sample. And they're going to look for different markers and things that would indicate there's specific, or to rule out there's specific inflammation going on. And inflammation is basically your body being acidic in whatever spot that is. That's all it is. The itis. It's fire. Two sides of chemistry. Alkaline, acid. It's acid. It's what it is. Okay, well then how do we get those acids? Like, where'd those acids come from? Well, let's think. What causes acid and acidity in the body? Acid-forming foods. Plain and fucking simple. So if I have inflammation in the digestive tract and I'm diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which they say has no cure, I'm fucked. pretty much fucked, according to the allopathic system. Never told to go on an all raw food diet ever and see how it works, because that, I guarantee, over a period of time, I don't know, it depends on how much damage you've done, of course, right, is going to fix that inflammation. Remember, most, I mean, I can't put a number or a percentage on it, but just remember, most of the sicknesses and diseases that are diagnosed deal with inflammation. And when you realize what inflammation is and how it's caused, it all comes back to the diet. So everybody out there who has irritable bowel syndrome, has stomach issues, has been diagnosed with anything dealing with the stomach, digestive, anything, I'm telling you, look at going towards a raw food diet, at least a majority raw food diet. You can, you know, there's plenty of herbs out there. Like I'm a proponent of herbs. I currently take some herbs. Some terrain model people are not. And I get it. At the end of the day, if you're 100% on the species appropriate diet, then it'll take care of itself. I 100% agree. Not everybody's there. Herbs can help. Botanicals can help. I believe that the creator created these botanicals for a reason. So there are herbs that can help you clean out the GI tract. I did that. I got a video on YouTube about it. Check it out. You know, you can take some GI Renew, gastrointestinal tract renewing, you know, after you clean it out. Now let's rebuild it. That's the mindset we have to start having. It's the proactive instead of the reactive. Don't let society make you feel like you're the one who has the issue. I mean, if you look at from a cultural perspective, 50% of African Americans and people, I shouldn't even say African American, just people of color. That includes Hispanics and blacks and just people of color in general. 50% of them, quote unquote, are lactose intolerant. Almost 90% of Asians are lactose intolerant. Well, I got news for everybody out there. Everybody is lactose intolerant. Everybody. But through generations and generations and generations of consuming such things, certain cultures have built up a bigger tolerance to it, but they're still intolerant, meaning it's going to get them one way or another. It might not get them initially. It might not get them, 20 minutes after they eat that pizza, but it's going to catch up with us down the line. There's nothing beneficial about eating dairy. Nothing. We are all intolerant to it. So if you have insecurities about IBS or anything with your digestive system, it's not some curse that's been put on you. You can fix that. Look at what you're putting in. I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of simple. Like our internal self, our internal body, right? Like we can't necessarily see what's going on in there, but we can feel it. Like this is where using our senses come into play. Now, like we can see ourselves getting fatter. We can see our face turning certain ways. You know, we can notice those things, observe those types of things. But the best way to become symbiotic with your body and in alignment with your body is to focus. And whether that's journaling or whether that's just putting an active focus and intention on understanding how you're feeling after you eat. And you start eating the species appropriate diet, notice how you're feeling, mark it down, write it down, journal it, whatever the case may be. And you'll understand. Okay. That makes sense. Because the only thing you do to the inside of your body, besides, you know, breathing in toxic stuff, which sometimes we just can't, there's nothing we can do about that. You know, our exposure to EMFs, sometimes there's not much we can do about that. But the one thing we can control, which is the most impactful, is the food that we put into our body. That is our relationship with the inside of the internal aspect of our body. When you start looking at it like that, you start to realize that, you know, every sickness you get, whether it's a cold, whether it's a sore throat, stuffy nose, you know, your appendix ruptures, you know, you have a urinary tract infection. Everything comes down to what you're putting inside your body. Some people want to, you know, when they bring up genetics, remember, genetics isn't causing it to happen. What it's doing is letting you know that, okay, I'm a little bit weaker in this area, which is just more fuel for you to get on the species appropriate diet so you don't disrupt that disposition that you were born with. Unfortunately, you can't control what your mother and her mother and their mother and your ancestors have done. And it's not just on the mother. I mean, the father plays a part in it too, you know, from a gene standpoint. But you can control, you know, once you're able to feed yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can control and change it. You can change the course of generations to come. You want to give the best gift you could ever give to your future grandchildren and your future great grandchildren and your legacy. Change your diet. Plain and simple. Change your diet. Now, there is a very important aspect to eating raw, and that is food combining. Because if you combine the wrong foods, that can cause digestive issues. That can also cause pain. And, you know, I'm going to do an episode specifically on food combining, but it's just important to understand that, look, foods were, you know, we're meant to eat almost like mono foods. Like, we've been conditioned, and, you know, just through everything in society, to have a bunch of food mixed together, complex chemistry. You know, your body is simple. It's got a simple process, you know, eating one fruit at a time, or you know, a multitude of a certain type of fruit. I mean, that's how animals in nature go. They don't go around, okay, I'm gonna pick a mango here, then I'm gonna go get me a banana over there, then I'm gonna go get me an apple here, and I'm gonna eat this watermelon over here. They don't do that. Remember, you know, think of things in a nature aspect and think of things in a survival aspect. Like, you're going to wherever the food is, like the way we were built, we're gonna go there, we see it, we're gonna eat it. So that's where food combining comes in. You know, melons, you know, they're the fastest digesting food on the planet, right? So if they digest within 30 minutes to an hour and you mix it with something else, like another fruit that takes a little bit longer to digest, that may cause some stomach issues. That may cause some pain, because what happens is now you have the melon sitting there waiting for the other food to digest, and then you got fermentation you have to worry about. Fermentation is basically alcohol in your body, and that's a poison. That's acid forming. So that's why food combining is important. Now, look, there's levels to this. You know, I don't want to take it too far down that road. Like I said, I'll do a podcast on that in the future about food combining. Don't worry about that right now. Wherever you are on your path, you know, start by implementing the species appropriate diet into your current diet. And that's why I say, you know, it's not about having some fruit or a salad with your steak. It's about eliminating that steak, or eliminating at least one of your meat meals and bringing in a raw meal, a salad or fruit. Right? That's step one. For those that are a little bit further on their path, then we can start getting into, you know, food combining and whatnot. And there's plenty of resources out there. You know, Dr. Morse has a lot of charts on his website. But, you know, basically you don't want to mix your melons with anything. You want to eat them by themselves. You don't want to mix your sweet with your acidic fruits and whatnot. And like I said, I'll do a podcast on that in the future. The main point is of this entire episode comes down to the stigma and the myth out there that going on a raw food diet can cause digestive issues. It cannot. Can it cause digestive effects that are painful? Yes, it can, because it's your body rebuilding itself. It's your body having the vital energy now to actually clean up the mess that you've caused for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 decades, depending on how old you are. And that's a good thing. So stay the course. Don't allow it to push you away. Stay the course. And I promise you, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. When you feel yourself thriving and feeling what it feels like to actually walk around how you're supposed to walk around and have natural energy, not energy from coffee, not energy from a Red Bull, not energy from some artificial sugar. Real, real, pure energy. Remember, the body runs off carbs. Like, there's this stigma, societal stigma out there, that you got to eliminate the carbs. You got to eliminate the carbs. Yeah, you got to eliminate the shitty carbs, like fucking starches, you know what I'm saying, and sodas. But your body's natural, the fruits, natural carbs are what makes the body thrive. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Any questions? Look, I'm whatever platform it is. If you're on YouTube, you know, you can comment and I'll respond back. I appreciate all the love you guys have given me. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and that thumbs up button. Like, that's what helps. Like, that's what's going to help this, my voice get out to more people. You know, if you enjoy it, you know, like it, comment it, share it and whatnot. If you're on Apple or Spotify listening, reviews, I'm telling you, reviews help tremendously, because, you know how these algorithms work. You know what I'm saying? You know how these algorithms work. So all the support I can get. I do have a donation thing in the description. And, you know, if anybody wants to donate to the cause, I'm well appreciated. I'm highly appreciative of it. I appreciate all your time and your energy and your love. Peace, light, and love, everybody. And I will be back next week with another episode of Minds Like Minds podcast. Peace.